We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I listen to your show every single day.
Working? Yes! Yes!
Oh! Man, this is a morning show for God's sake.
DJ Envy.
Better known as the People's Choice. And salute to all my light-skinned brothers out there.
Jess Hilarious.
Jess for the worldwide mass.
Jess don't do no lying.
And Charlamagne the God.
Dog you today.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all alive.
Breakfast Club is like being on America's front porch.
Don't feel like my rich cousins that never talked to me tonight.
Every time I go to the Breakfast Club, I know it's going to be like a good one.
I'm getting
good morning, USA!
Yo.
Jess Hilarious.
Good morning.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week. How y'all feeling?
I was feeling great until my goddamn headphones just broke. These cheap ass Beats by Dre's. For no damn reason.
Oh my God.
Literally just broke when I put them on my goddamn head. Double damn head. I'm sorry, God. I mean, say that.
Are they the first ones that ever came out? You need some updated ones.
Nah, these ain't the first ones that ever came out. I had these for a while, but I can't believe they just broke.
Yeah.
I just opened them up and they...
Well, how you feeling,
strong,
Jess?
Extra strong. I'm good. It was my son's birthday yesterday. He turned 12. Mm. We celebrated Friday through Sunday.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm extra tired, but I'm married, though.
Yeah, it was a dance competition for me this weekend. So the girls had dance competition. This was the first time that they competed against each other. Usually they're not in the same age bracket, so this was a little different. So this was 7 years old to 12, but it just wasn't dance. This was like dance, acting, monologues, singing. So it was a little all over the place. But they did pretty good. Out of 100 girls, Brooklyn scored 4, London scored 6. So they did pretty good. So drop a bomb for them.
As a mom, do you feel pressure when it's your kid's birthday, Jess? Like to do stuff for them?
A little bit, but then be like, no. Because right. I do stuff for Ash all the time. Yeah.
But you got a huge cake and a huge party and all that,
oh,
though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got him his Ravens cake and everything. Mm-hmm. And then he wanted to just... And the older that he get, he don't really be putting too much pressure on me. He wanted to just hang with his friends. We went to Sky Zone Glow Night Friday with kids from his school. Then he was like, I want to hang with my family Friday. We did virtual reality. Mm-hmm. I shot a bunch of, you know, zombies. We did that. And then we went out to eat at this Italian restaurant. Went in the house. He played his game. He got a bike. Like, he... It was cool.
It was good. It sounded like Christmas.
Yeah, I know, right? But yeah, he got some money to his Cash App. Only thing I'm like, he texts a couple of my friends like, hey, y'all, it's my birthday. Okay. Like, don't text my friends.
Why
like,
why shouldn't he?
That's what I got a Cash App for.
No. No, don't do that.
How much money you got?
I don't like it because that's kind of like, hey, y'all, I'm going to send y'all my GoFundMe.
But he's 12. He could do that.
No.
It's his birthday.
Like that. Yeah, but sure, my son, don't ever text somebody like, hey, it's my birthday. What? Don't be acting poor. What's wrong with
you? That's not acting poor. That's using his position to get a little bit more change in his
that's
pocket. I ain't mad at that.
That is clowned out. He don't get that from me. He get that from Rome. Hey, y'all, it's my birthday.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Over the weekend, there was so much going on. Drake released a response to Kendrick Lamar. Have you heard it yet? Well, we're going to get that on right now, then we're going to get into front page news. Let's get into it. It's called what? Drop and give me 50?
No, it's called push-ups.
Push-ups. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Not too often I like to hear light-skinned people speak, so let that man go.
Yeah, shut up. Morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page.
I'm highly impressed. I know we're going to talk about it during Just With The Mess, but I'm highly impressed, Aubrey.
We'll take some phone calls as well.
Highly impressed.
All right. Well, today is April 15th, so it is tax day. Your taxes are due by 11:59 p.m.
Jesus.
All right, now, taxpayers in Massachusetts and Maine have until April 17th to pay taxes because of Patriots Day. And they're saying if your business was affected by what's going on in Israel, you might be given an extension as well. But everybody else, you better have your taxes in by tonight at 11:59 p.m. Now, Iran launched drone strikes at Israel. Now, they said about 350 drones were sent to Israel, but they said 99% of them were actually stopped.
President Biden speaking on the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the heels of Iran's significant attacks against Israel Saturday night. The president told the Israeli Prime Minister that he should consider tonight a win, that the U.S.'s assessment right now is that Iran's attacks had been largely unsuccessful. And the reason that this is the U.S.'s assessment right now, according to this official, is that almost all of the drones and missiles that Iran launched Saturday, including more than 100 ballistic missiles, were successfully knocked out of the sky. And we are told essentially that nothing of value was hit. Again, this is the U.S.'s current assessment of the situation. Importantly, we are also told that the president told the Israeli prime minister that the U.S. will not participate in any offensive operations against Iran.
I mean, that's the best case scenario, right? I mean, from what I read, only one little girl was hurt and it caused minor damage to an Israeli military base.
Mm-hmm.
And as you just heard, the vast majority of, the arsenal was intercepted by Israel and its allies.
Yeah.
So let's see if America can keep Israel from escalating things even further with Iran by retaliating. Like, you know, we should be trying to stave off escalation in the Middle East by any means possible.
And they said those drones, which they said sent around 350, cost anywhere from $2 million to $6 million.
And that's, you know, can you imagine? Can you imagine it's tax day? That's why our tax dollars are going, people. Mm. Okay. All right. Well, but in that case, the tax dollars went to the defense.
Right.
You know.
Because 99% of them were shot down.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Yes.
All right. Now, Donald Trump, he's going to be the first, the first president to be charged with a felony, and his trial starts today.
Donald Trump will become the first former president ever to stand for a criminal trial. He is not impressed with the case.
I haven't seen one legal scholar that said this is a case. And in fact, even you people said, oh, gee, that's too bad. This is the first one. All of them are scams.
And by all of them, he means all of the many criminal cases he faces around the country. 34 criminal counts in Manhattan revolving around the hush money payments to an adult film star, lying about it on various federal forms, and the star witness, Trump's one-time fixer and lawyer, Michael Cohen. A pool of hundreds of potential jurors will be asked a series of 42 questions like, have you ever attended a rally for Donald Trump? Or do you follow him on social media? And do you have strong feelings about how he has been treated?
It's impossible. It is going to be impossible to have a jury that has not followed any of these cases. He was the former president of the United States of America. Before that, he was a freaking celebrity in the 80s.
That's right.
He was the executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice. Everybody named Mama knows about this situation. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, there's no way that nobody's going to ever hear or follow or see Donald Trump. It's not possible.
And they probably voted for him or voted against him. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. Like, what are we talking about?
There's no possible way.
It's impossible.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Let us know how your weekend was, what you did over the weekend, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Keep calling. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jason from Canada.
Oh, Jason.
I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, boy. Hey, Jason. Do you have an owl tattoo on you anywhere?
He definitely does.
No, I don't.
Okay.
What's up,
Jason? I just want to say shout out to Charlamagne for saying let the Drake song play. Man, that was a good start to the week.
What did I say?
He said let the Drake song play.
Well, DJ Envy was going to shut it off early, but you guys let it play, and that was awesome.
Okay. You got to.
Appreciate that.
I just wanted to call and say, yeah, we listened to you guys in Canada also. And
we were on in Toronto for a little while, but Drake got us taken up.
That's not true.
No way.
I don't know if that's true, but it's a better story than they just took us off.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Like Atlanta is doing.
Yeah. Well, we'll discuss that some other time. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Hood News out of Roseville, Long Island.
Hood News, Long Island. What up? Hey. Get it off your chest.
Yo, I just got to say, Rick Ross did Drake dirty. It's like the son put his, the father put his son right over his lap and said, I'm about to teach you a lesson.
Okay. I'm not mad at that opinion.
Yeah, did him dirty.
Okay, Hood News. Hello, who's this?
This is Derek. What up, though?
Derek, what up, though? Detroit, get it off your chest.
I want to get a couple things off my chest, but I'm going to be brief with it. One, why is it the conversations we have nowadays have to have the pause and different stuff to indicate you're not saying something? To me, I think that's quite ridiculous. Like, are we that sensitive to where you can't say something without having to say the ridiculous pause, no cap, and all that? Like, we do it too much in the world.
Yeah, sometimes it is very much annoying.
But you grow, you can do what you want to do. You know what I mean? You ain't got to follow the trends.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And I'm always do me, but at the same time, it's just annoying to hear. Even when y'all say certain things, or people, y'all guests or invite say certain things, it's just pause. Like, come on, man. You make the conversation more unrelatable when you pause. I'm like, what happened? What just happened? What are we pausing for? What are we waiting on?
That's why I think you should just say that was gay. Instead of saying pause, yeah. That was gay.
Yeah, or anything, you know, just be relatable, man. You know, it's grown people following these young people trends need to stop.
No. How old are you?
I'm 42.
Okay, I was born in 1978. I'm 45. Pause is our era, sir.
Yes, it is.
We've been saying, like, pause. Pause. That was Cameron and them back in the day.
Long time ago. Absolutely.
Long time ago. You know that.
But, sir, I understand.
Following young people. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you. But not just that, but also with the fact of some of the other stuff we do and say. That's just one thing. Okay, that may be our era, but it's a lot of stuff we do. You know, the crazy, dragging it out. That sounds crazy.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like what you say?
When people say it's crazy and they drag it out, that's crazy.
That was our era too, bro.
He just made it the week.
Yeah, That wasn't our era, man. You ain't never heard people dragging the word crazy out like that.
That's all Martin used to do.
It's crazy.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, maybe you're right on that one. But listen, I got one more thing before I let you go. The student debt loan is why they want to prove it.
What you mean, why they want to prove it? He's been proving a bunch of them.
Yeah, they've been getting a lot of them. A lot of people been getting there. I think like 200 people a couple days ago got their student loans forgave.
Okay, so here's the thing. They're not doing it for the average person. And what I mean by that is they're doing it for, like, PSLF, public service workers, firemen, police, nurses, which I don't disagree with, but I'm saying the average person walking the street that got student loan that has not, after 20 surveys that were nationwide, the average person to go with what y'all was saying, let the people testimony or testify.
Yeah, there's stipulations to it, but I mean, all in all, he has I think it's 4.3 million student borrows have had their debt erased.
No, they said Biden is canceling $7.4 billion in student debt for 277,000 borrowers.
Yeah, but that's the most recent one.
Mm-hmm.
He's done over 153 already, and he's done 4.3 million student borrowers.
That's right.
Most recent one is the 7.4, I believe.
Yep. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up!
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Get it off your chest.
No, I just wanted to say the guy, he wake up early in the morning trying to push Joe Biden on his man. That's over with, man.
Who you talking about? Dr. Michael Eric Dyson?
Yeah, he tripping. Like, he don't see what's going on out here. Ain't nobody voting for that dude, man.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people who vote for him. I don't know if he's going to win, but there's going to be a lot of people who vote for him. It's going to be tens of millions.
Man, I seen all of Joe Biden's supporters turn on him these last few years. It's probably going to be the worst election, man.
Well, we're going to see in November.
Thank you, Jonathan. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, it's Eric from Charleston, South Carolina.
843 Low Country, what's happening?
Get it off your chest.
Talk to me, Charlamagne. Talk to me. How are you, man?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. How you doing, my brother?
Man, good, man. Talking about get it off your chest, man. I just think today's one of those days we just got to just put some positivity out there. So the things I want to get off my chest is just some happiness, man. Some good vibes, man, for everybody starting their week out, man.
I appreciate that. Absolutely. We're going to take that positive energy and raise you times a thousand and throw our own out there.
Take it, man. Y'all be blessed. And thank y'all all you do.
Have a good one, brother.
Thank you.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Toya from Columbia, South Carolina. Toya.
803 Metro, what's happening?
Get it off your chest, Toya.
Hey, y'all. I'm calling because I wanted to give a shout-out to the Lady Gamecocks. We celebrated downtown their 38-0 victory. And it was just an amazing experience to be able to share that with them yesterday. So congratulations to them.
They had the parade yesterday, man. I wanted to go home, but I couldn't
get
home.
Yeah, it was great down there. We had fun. Thank you.
I heard.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got Jess with the Mess coming up. What are we talking about?
The breakdown between Drake and everybody.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody and Drake?
Yeah,
Drake
versus everybody. And Drake. Yes, the 20 versus 1.
All right.
Let's not get distracted, though.
What?
Kendrick, you on the clock. We'll discuss.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to Jess with the mess.
News is real. Weather is real. Lines, Jessica Robin Moore. Jess don't do no lies.
She don't spare nobody.
Worldwide Jess. Worldwide Mess.
On the Breakfast Club.
She's the coach's suit.
She was able to get y'all to see something and understand something that nobody could get you to see.
It's time to set it off.
All right, so Saturday when I was out with my son, I seen that Drake had, well, one of Drake tracks leaked or whatever. And at first I thought, I was like, all right, he did this. But bars had changed on the one that he officially dropped. So
I thought it was AI at first.
Really?
Yeah, which says a lot about the world we in, right? Like,
right.
We got to figure out if it's real before we even start talking about it.
I know. You know, I did see that too, but I just thought people was talking. No, these bars were spot on for that to be AI. It was crazy. And only he would know certain information, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he had took some shots at Kendrick Lamar, The Weeknd, Nav, which I didn't even know he was beefing with, the little Indian boy, mm-hmm. and Rick Ross, Future, and Metro Boomin. Yes, mm-hmm. and I was going to say, you have to help me break this down because I listened a lot. You know, I even stepped away from my son to see real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on with this? But when Kendrick had told him he was going to get his chain, he was going to snatch his chain or whatever, wasn't that because...
That was something that Kendrick said on First Person Shooter.
Right.
Yes, and he's saying that Kendrick only has a size 7 shoe. A lot of short shaming
so
went on in this
little.
Record.
Yeah.
A lot of short shaming. The beginning was towards Future when he said, I could be
he
never
gave
be somebody's
him
number
one.
Fan.
Gave
him number
put
one.
Your first number one in your hand. That was way too sexy. Yes.
Did not know. That's when he got him his first number one chart hit.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Yep.
I ain't know that. Okay, so let's move on a little bit. Yeah, talking about Taylor Swift and Maroon 5.
Basically saying that, you know, Kendrick had to do those features because Top wanted him to.
Mm-hmm. right.
That is so yes. messed up.
Yes.
All
gotta right. do this show inside the bitty.
What's the bitty?
The city. That's what, how Bloods would say it, though.
Oh, drink a blood.
No. But no.
Okay, all right, yeah. So no. I didn't know that, okay. No.
Poor Metro, man. Everywhere Metro gonna go, people gonna tell him to shut his dumb ass up and make some
and
drums.
And make some
drums.
He's
gonna be in the fast food restaurant. Fast food drive through, the people gonna be saying that. He's gonna be out with people and just walking through the mall or something, and people gonna be like, Metro, shut your dumb ass up and make some drugs. Metro gonna end up in a fight because of that.
I'm sure.
Metro gonna end up in a fight because of that line, yo.
I'm sure.
Because everywhere he go, people gonna be telling him to shut his dumb ass up and make some drums.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he should do that. Like, he should be jumping. Well. I know, yeah. Well, my son told me what 20v1 is. That's, it's like some new little TikTok trend or the YouTube trend where the guy, it'd be like 20 women for one guy, something like that.
No, he's saying that it's 20 people versus him.
I know what Drake is saying, but he got it from a trend that's going on with kids.
20 like, versus one?
Yeah, like they be doing it on YouTube and TikTok.
No. People been saying 5 versus 1 forever.
All right, what you think about that?
That's just more short shaming.
No, about his wife. He mentioned.
Oh, yeah, he short shamed. He told you to drop his little midget ass down and get him 50. But yes, I don't know what that means, but Whitney is the name of Kendrick's wife. And Drake does that because emotionally and mentally he knows that will rattle his opponent in some way.
Mm.
Yeah, you mentioned somebody's wife on a record. He did the same thing with Push.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Drake.
Push mentioned his son.
After.
After.
Different. Oh, after. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Remember Drake went at Drama's baby mom, too.
Yes. Here's the thing, man. First of all, I was highly, highly impressed by Push Up. Okay, Drake delivered a top-tier response to everything that was going on. And this is coming from an OG veteran Drake hater. So drop on the clues bombs for Drake.
Jesus.
Okay. I loved the record. He delivered.
You know, he craftfully delivered that record.
Drake
put his time, his effort into it, and he shot.
And he did what he was supposed to do.
Absolutely.
And he went further than Kendrick has ever gone. Because Kendrick been throwing shots at Drake for years, you know, very blatant subliminals. But Drake aimed right at Kendrick, and he said, okay, if this is what you want, then you got it. So right now, Kendrick on the clock. Okay, yeah. Kendrick is all the way on the clock. Drake gave Kendrick his takeover, and now Kendrick has to deliver his ether if he got it.
And there's one thing you can say about Drake is there's not one person that ever went at Drake that Drake didn't respond to.
Well,
if it was in his caliber. Yeah, absolutely. Name one that wasn't in his caliber.
He backed away from Pusha after Pusha dropped that story.
But no, but he responded at first. He responded to anybody
at
first.
And then he backed away after the story.
But did he respond at first?
But then he backed away from the story.
But then did he respond?
I'm trying to give Drake some props here, but now you're going to make me say something I don't got no
business. You shouldn't be saying that. I just said he responded. You only got to say yes.
I just
want to
say it's up. It's up, and it's up because Drake wants it to be up. Okay.
Okay, and speaking of responses, Rick Ross said something to say he couldn't wait to run downstairs too, and he and he made a diss track called Champagne Moments.
Envy had a nose job too.
I did not have no nose job. Don't stop.
Now how did Drake respond to that? Because I found this very, very hilarious.
He posted on his Instagram story texts between him and his mom. Because his mom was like, wait a minute, you went to go get a nose job without me? And you know I wanted one for a long time. And he was like, I would have got a 2-for-1 deal if I went, mom. It's coming from Rick Ross, the guy I did songs with. He's gone loopy off the Manjaro. He hasn't eaten in days. And it's turned him angry and racist. The performance, he performs at proms for money. It's bad. We'll handle it. Don't worry about it.
As soon as Drake called Ross racist, Ross should have called Drake a Karen. Okay. He should have called him a Karen right off top. And instead of white boy, Ross, you should have called Drake Aubrey Graham Cracker. Okay,
are you jumping in this too?
No, I'm not. The truth is,
like you're jumping in
here's the thing.
He just gave Drake all that props, and now he's firing back.
I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm just sitting back watching as a hip hop fan. But the truth is, I don't care about any of those other rappers. I don't care about Ross replying to Drake. We are here for the main event, Drake. I don't need you taking no more fights before we get to what we came to see, which is Kendrick, and Kendrick, you on the clock.
Yeah.
It's all on Kendrick now. Kendrick has been calling for this. He's been asking for this for several years, and he got what he wanted. So now it's time to show and prove because Drake said it. Drake up right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drake up right now.
Absolutely.
Because Drake took it farther than Kendrick ever has.
And he set it up for a part two. At the end, he did say, don't make me like really, really stuck.
He told Kendrick, drop that record that you've been sitting on for 4 years.
That is so much.
And Kendrick, I hope you have not been sitting on a record for 4 years. Not, after what I heard with Push Up, you need to take a breath. You take your time and reply correctly. Because like I said, Drake dropped his takeover.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got to give us your ether. If you got the ether.
That's what he do anyway, though. He takes his time.
He should.
4 years.
No, he
better come back faster than that.
He got a couple weeks.
He better come back faster than that.
I actually give him some days.
Drake came back in what, a week?
That's why I said that was pretty fast.
Not about 2 weeks.
No, about a week.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been 8 days.
It's been 2 weeks since that Future record dropped.
I think that's because everybody else, he heard everybody else. Like, that's where the 20v1 came from. At first, it was just Kendrick. And then he hear everybody keep talking about him. It's like, all right, now I really got to go.
I don't care about none of them other people. Drake versus Kendrick is the main event. Kendrick, you've been asking for this for years. You finally got what you asked for. Drake gave it right to you. Served it up. Put it right at your doorstep. What's up?
This is Drake versus everybody. Next tour, that's to be the tour. Hey, Drake versus everybody, start selling t-shirts.
That's cool.
Hats, sweatshirts, and all.
Well, somebody in Detroit gonna make a lot of money because I know that they own that.
Yeah, they patent that. Yeah, so maybe not. Shout out to Detroit. What up, though? And that is Just With The Mess.
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about Chicago. Chicago was very nasty over the weekend, and we'll discuss it when we come back, man. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You're checking out The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Just want to start off saying salute to the Knicks. They secured the number 2 seed in the playoffs. I would have loved to face the Pacers all over the 76ers of Miami Heat, though. But
it's also amazing, too, to watch all of the people who jumped ship to the Nets a few years ago. You know, because Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and James Harden and all them was over there.
That's been over a long time.
They was all rooting for Brooklyn. But now they just sneaking back over to the Knicks.
That's been over a long time.
Rob Markman, I'm talking to you.
Damn it, man.
Envy, I think I'm talking to you, too.
Definitely not talking to me. Always been a Knicks fan.
Yeah, right.
I go to the Nets games. I support the Nets. I'm a New Yorker, but I'm a Knicks fan.
With Nets gear on.
So what?
Exactly. You can't say you're a Knicks fan if you've ever worn Nets gear. That's disgusting.
My little nephew plays for them. That's why.
Well, I wouldn't even wear his jersey.
My nephew plays for the Nets.
I wouldn't even wear a pin.
All right. Well, let's talk about this mass shooting in Chicago leaves one child dead.
Balloons now sit near the front yard of a home where Ariana Molina should still be playing in tonight. Instead, her father is mourning the loss of his 9-year-old daughter, who died in a shooting Saturday night that injured 10 other relatives near 52nd and Damon.
They had some big assault rifles, I guess, because it was too many shots they shot. They shot my daughter in the head, my wife in the back, me in my leg, my two nephews, and a couple more family members.
Jose Molina says his family was hosting a party to celebrate his sister's confirmation. Just as they were getting ready to cut the cake, Chicago police say two shooters fired off 18 rounds at the group. Police say the shooting appears to be gang-related, but Molina strongly refuted that today.
At first, I thought it was fireworks, man, but when I saw my daughter laying down on the floor with a bullet in the head, I realized it wasn't fireworks. I tried helping her, but it was too late.
It's hard to tell people that crime is dropping all over America when you hear stories like that every day. How you gonna ever convince that family or people in that neighborhood that America is safer, as y'all have been saying?
Right? Absolutely.
What
right.
The hell?
Here's some other news. Now, a man was arrested after punching a 9-year-old in the face. Now, this guy was arrested a week before for punching a woman in the face.
And that was in New York, right?
In New York,
the safest city in America?
Yeah, right.
Safest big city in America?
Now to a developing story. Police have arrested a man accused of randomly assaulting a 9-year-old girl. Investigators say without warning, 30-year-old Giancarlo Zarzuela ran up and punched the child around noon today inside busy Grand Central Terminal. The 9-year-old girl was taken to the hospital for treatment, and we're told she will be okay.
Yeah, like I said, he was arrested a week earlier for punching a woman in the face. He was, they gave him $2,500 bond, and then the judge came back and said, no, we're going to take the bond off, and then he was released, and then a couple days later punched a 9-year-old in the face in the same place.
And this is not the same guy who was punching a woman, is it?
No.
Sabuki? Sabuki? No.
Okay. Once again, how are you going to tell people that America is safe, right? And America is safer when things like this are happening all the time, when we hear these stories every single day. And a lot of times it's by the same people. You said this guy just did this, what, a week ago?
He said he did it to an elderly woman earlier this month.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. Came out and did the same exact thing. No bail, no bond. He just came in, took a picture, and went right back out on the streets.
To a kid.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, that is front page news.
Now, you want to talk about cosmetic surgery? Because it hurt your heart a little bit this weekend when you heard Rick Ross shaming Drake for the alleged cosmetic surgery that he had, because, you know, you and Drake both, well, I don't know if Drake had a nose job, but you definitely had a nose job.
I did not have a nose job, sir.
Yes, you did.
No,
I did.
Is that not why you were saying you felt bad for Drake? You were no, sorry because they trying to come through his nose?
Yeah. Well, I said I feel bad because it was it's 20 people jumping him at once, but it had nothing to do with it. I didn't have nose surgery,
what
first
is
and foremost.
What is the TikTok trend? You said 20 cosmetologists coming at one person?
No, I didn't. I said 20v1 when you shut it down. Castanet does it all the time. 20 women versus one guy. And a guy got to pick a woman.
Well, that's why guys are getting cosmetic surgery. Because if it's that many women out here that they kind of impress, they got to get cosmetic surgery to do it. Envy, when you got your nose job last year.
I did not get a nose job last year.
What'd you do then?
I had the polyps removed out of my nose because I was snoring heavily. So
the doctors put you under.
And removed the polyps from my nose. Okay. Inside the nose. My nose wasn't cut. It wasn't shaved. And it wasn't trimmed.
For the record, if he did get a nose job, he got to go back. Because no, that is not.
You look pregnant?
I'm not saying.
Took me a drink. Took me a drink. Me?
Yes, you. Because I can tell you didn't get a nose job. That's not.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Like,
It is.
Okay, I'll take it.
No, because when you get a nose job, you're getting it to be slimmer and more narrow, and that's not what it's giving. That's how I know you black.
That's how.
Yes, your nose.
So I don't understand the shame around men, you know, doing little things to make themselves look better and feel better. Like, it's a lot of shaming of the hairlines going on now. People going out there to Turkey, and they're going to Boston, and they're going to Miami to get their hairline done, and people shaming them for it.
They're talking about Akon and his.
Akon looks ridiculous. He needs
to. When it looked crazy, okay. Yes. Like, no.
Nori, they said Nori got a hairline.
Nori always had a hairline, though. Nori just always had a low Caesar.
He dyed it and let it grow.
He using that rewind
it's
10.
Too dark.
He using Fat Joe's rewind 10. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm. You got to go to a dark brown, Nori. You black. You got to go dark brown on the hair. Make it a little more natural.
Akon's look like a hat.
It does.
Jesus Christ.
Akon look like Mitchell and Ness of Stardom made his.
Yeah.
Like he can be removed.
So what is the question? 800-585-1051.
Should men be shamed for getting little nip tucks and little plastic surgeries here and there? I don't see the issue.
Let's just say cosmetic surgery. Not little nip tucks. Like, don't specify. Just say, should guys be ashamed to get cosmetic surgery?
Women get weaves.
Right.
Women get surgeries.
Right.
Women get nose jobs.
Yeah, we do.
Women get edge restoration. That's all the hairline is edge restoration.
You can get that.
Edge restoration?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody been so mad, because, baby, I'm over here struggling. I got pregnant. I got pregnant so I can grow some hair. Whatever happened to that? They be like, oh, your hair, your nails grow. Okay, what you doing, little baby?
Only to lose the hair once you had a baby.
Yeah. Well, let's discuss 800-585-1051, because like you said, women, they don't do the same for women. Women get nails, women get eyelashes, women get boob jobs, women get BBLs.
Change their eye color.
Sculpting.
Everything.
Charlamagne got his eyebrows done. We'll talk about it when we come back.
800-585-1051.
That's a damn lie. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. What is it?
Clinic.
Thank you. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we're talking about male surgeries. Now, this conversation comes from Charlamagne.
No, it doesn't. It comes from Rick Ross going at Drake, saying that Drake had a nose job and saying Drake had some type of ab surgery,
BBL,
right?
Yeah, he was like, but his abs went away. That's why he be wearing all that dumb stuff at his concerts.
Yeah, so he said that Drake got sculpted to have the six pack and he got a nose job. Now, last year, over the holidays, Envy had a nose job.
That's a lie.
Yes, you did when you came back talking funny.
No, it's not. I had my polyps removed from my nose because I was snoring so much at night.
Whatever you want to say.
There's no nose job. Nothing that got thin, so nothing got crazy. Toned, nothing got cut, okay, scalped, nothing.
I don't believe that, but whatever. I just don't understand why do men get shamed when they go get a little, you know, lipo, lunch at lipo.
I
a lipo
like,
lunch or whatever the hell they call it.
I feel like guys talk down on women so much for doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, not at all guys, but we see more negativity toward women when they do it. Mm-hmm. And oh, you need to love yourself. Oh, your body look crazy. You know, women do it to women too, but men do it too. Mm-hmm. And so that's why now a lot of men are starting to do it. And I think women just is like, oh, y'all talked about us, but you over here buying abs. You over here, you just Beijing on my pillow. Oh, you over here, it's, you know, so they be coming at you.
Beijing doesn't come off the pillow. Either that's just a man, it sticks to the hair. Just want to let you know.
I'm not
just
talking about you.
I'm not saying that I'm you. I'm just telling you that you know that just for men and Beijing does not bleed on the pillow.
I don't. Well, it'd be the spray.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You know, being if you want to go get you a new hairline because you want your hairline back, do it. You know, even if you want to do the body surgery, I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't, you know, do it. But I don't have a problem if you want to go get it done. Yeah. You know, people go get their teeth done. Like, why not? Like, why wouldn't you? If you can have a little enhancement here, something to make yourself feel better here, like why not? What's the problem?
Yeah, see, but the problem with that is when you do it, most people don't stop. And then they start looking crazy. You start looking like cat women and cat dudes. Because it's like you never, it's like I get a little surgery, then I eat a little more. Then I get another little surgery. Now I got to get eyebrows. I got to fix my eyebrows.
So you going to keep going because you got a little just for men? What you about to do now? You got a nose job and some just for men.
I never got a nose job, sir.
What else you plan on doing? You going to make your earlobes a little thinner?
No.
Earlobes do hang a little bit.
My earlobes are fine.
Them years of wearing all them big ass diamond earrings. You're right. Got you a little droopy.
Hey, you're right. I'm fine with my earlobes,
you
sir.
You can get a surgery on anything. Did y'all know you can get new kneecaps?
Really?
I might need those.
Some people need that. I ain't gonna front. Some people kneecaps be looking like Freeway. Salute to my guy Freeway.
Oh my
But if you look at certain people kneecaps, it look like a person from Philly with the beard.
What are you talking about?
It's all dark around the edges, like at the bottom.
Shut up. I did not even know that it was, oh yeah, I'm getting kneecap surgery. Oh, okay. Well, one of my friends.
Let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? Good morning. This is Buka. It's calling from Philly.
Buka from
Philly. Hey, Salem. What's up? Envy, Charlamagne, and Just with the Mess.
Hey, what's up?
What's your thoughts, Buka?
My thoughts is I don't see nothing wrong with men getting any, like, cosmetic surgery. Because I feel like, you know, people do that type of stuff, but they're not confident within themselves. Or they see something within themselves that they want to change and they want to fix. So I don't see nothing like that's wrong with that.
Now, Buka.
Now, I do see, like, it depends on what they're getting, I can say. Like, I don't think men should be getting, like, a BBL or a lipo. But taking the fat out and putting it in your behind, I don't think that would be, like, acceptable.
Now, what if you're a bottom? What if you're a bottom and you want to be a power bottom and you want to have a little bit more cushion for the pushing back?
Yeah, you want to be able to suit it out.
I mean, that's why I said it depends. So, now, if you're a gay black man, I definitely see that. But I see, as far as you're, like, a straight black man, you shouldn't be getting no injections or no, you know,
but
fat transfer.
But straight men are doing everything. They're wearing bags and pocketbooks now. They're painting their nails. So it's no longer straight or gay. It's just men. It seemed like it.
No, he loves it so straight and gay.
Well, in 2024, I see that. But, you know, back then, me growing up, I'm born in the 90s. So that wasn't acceptable as it is today. Right. Now, so today's world, yes, I do agree with that.
Now, Buka, are you gay?
Yes.
I definitely am, 1,000%.
I can hear it in your voice. So the fact that you telling these men that not to get the BBL and you don't want fatter asses out here says a lot.
Yeah, because I don't want fat asses. I want fat. Oh, I can't say that. Oh my goodness.
Bye, Buka. Right.
Bye, what do you say now?
Dang.
He don't want fat ass. He want fat.
Oh, respect.
Well, you respect
that.
Oh, my
God, Buka. 800-585-1051.
Should we be shaming these guys out here getting these surgeries? That's the question. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Made it.
If y'all talking about it, you know we talking about it. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we're talking about men getting these cosmetic surgeries and people shaming them. So 800-585-1051. So Jess, if your man came home and said he wanted to get some type of surgery, would you mind?
Yes, I would mind. Because I love him the way that he is. He's fine. That's how, from top to bottom, so he good.
What if you can get finer, though?
No. That's, no, you don't have to be finer. You get finer with age. That's what you do. All you gotta do is grow up.
What if he got jacked up teeth?
He don't. They're nice.
But what if he did?
What if he did?
You know what I'm saying?
Then, I mean,
if not, teeth is important.
No. You're right. Because, all right, now, nothing's wrong with Chris, but the first Chris I was dating, oh, my God, teeth was so crowded. It was like a little concert down there. And I was trying to ask him, can he get Invisalign? And he was like, all right, I mean, nobody ever had a problem with it before. why? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because right. if you're talking to you, and I make people laugh all the time, and I'm laughing at you, and I said it's like, oh my God, I feel attacked. So yeah, I do. Teeth are big. Teeth. That's a big thing. So, yeah.
And hairline. Like a hairline is another thing. A lot of brothers ain't ready to let it go yet.
Yeah.
And if there's surgery out there that can restore it, not even just restore it, I guess like jump start it a little bit. Because it just stopped. You know what I mean? I don't mean you throw the whole car away.
Yeah, no. You know,
go get a little jump start.
I was watching the Lakers play over the weekend, and LeBron ball spot in the back of his
it's
head.
Gone, it's gone, ain't
oh,
it?
Oh, man. I felt so bad for him.
It's gone. Oh, my God, it's back?
No, it's like the ball spot is there now. Like,
oh, my
like
God. Because yeah. I remember sometimes he would cover it, sometimes he wouldn't.
Yeah,
he
well, you're probably scared to get it done now because y'all doing all this shaming.
Maybe. You think LeBron care?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Alex. What's good with you, bro?
What's up, bro? Talk to us. What's your thoughts?
What's going on? Good morning, by the way. Charla, Jess. Good morning. Envy. I ain't gonna lie, man. People gonna be mad. It's the first time I ever called y'all. I got to. I can't believe it. I think men should be allowed to do whatever they want to, man. Like, if women out here getting breast reduction, you know, breast enlargement, just all kind of surgery. So if a man wanna get something done, get a little nip tuck, get a little nippy tuck, ain't nothing wrong with that.
What would you get done if you could, brother?
If you had the chance.
If I had the chance, Charlie, you messy boy, you like, what you would get done? if I had the chance, I probably would get, believe it or not, shorter.
Shorter?
Oh, you saw, what's your
Yeah.
Pip squeak pipe down. Why would you want to get shorter?
I'm 6'2 right now, but I've been tall as my whole life, like. I know that's not tall for a 30-year-old these days, but
6'2". Why would you want to be shorter? Like,
because you want to be a short
super
king.
Duper tall. You just
you want to live longer.
I'm
that's
a
why.
Fighter. I'm a fighter, y'all. I don't know if I ever heard of power slap, but I'm a slap fighter.
Mm.
So I think the shorter guys have an advantage.
That makes sense.
So you want to be short? So you can slap
every short
niggas.
Guy want to be tall. He the only tall guy that want to be short.
That is not true.
I've never heard a tall guy be like, I want to be a little shorter.
And every short guy don't want to be tall.
You want to be a little taller.
No, I don't.
How long did it take you to be able to ride the rise at Great Adventure?
I like what God gave me because some of y'all tall for no reason. You dumbass want to be in the NBA ass Negroes.
Right.
But then you
tall,
know what I'm
tall
saying?
Is out slapping.
That's what? Right. Now you're doing security. Right. And ain't nobody scared of you because you tall. You know
hey,
what I'm saying?
Yo, that's hilarious.
Hello, who's this?
It's Mitchell. Can you hear me?
Hey, Mitchell, we can hear you. What's your thoughts, Mitchell?
Oh, okay. Shut up. I'm with my 13-year-old, my 12-year-old man in the car. Every morning we listen to y'all. We try to get through it. That was
good. Good morning to y'all.
All right, so check me out. I grew up in the 90s, right? I was born in 87. And I feel like when I was younger, my favorite rapper said, fat, black, ugly as ever. However, like, the confidence in just being who you are and showing up how you are and, you know, kind of playing the game as with the hands to his belt, you know? If you want to get a BBL or something, if you want abs, I mean, you could do that, or you could do it the old school way, where you just work for the things that you want, and they're more rewarding than if you just,
Jump on the table, pay for it, yeah.
Oh my God, Jess, I'm from Dofield and Garrison. I love you so much, and I found out you got
one. I love you too,
Jess. Okay. Can I shout out my Instagram? I'm a black anime artist.
Sorry. Go ahead, Mitchell.
All right, MoseArt812 on Instagram and TikTok, Black Anime.
All right, shout out to your kids in the car, man. Come on.
Yeah, shout out to them babies.
Yeah, shout out to Farrah. Shout out to Lincoln. Appreciate y'all.
All right, have a good day at school, guys.
Thank you.
All right, what's the moral of the story?
I appreciate that opinion, though. Uh-huh. Like, he said how he grew up in the 90s, and his favorite rapper was fat, black, ugly. He's talking about Biggie, right?
Yep.
Exactly. So if you basically stay true to yourself, and then you can work for the same things that you're going to go buy. Mm-hmm, like, yeah. And I feel like it's easier for a man. We can't just grow breasts. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm telling you, I was like looking like Trey Songz, so I was like 22. I'm somewhere in the chest area. I had to get boobs. Like, I'm telling you, I always wanted it. It's not even for a guy. I always wanted something to put in the bra. I wasn't training.
Make your clothes fit better. You can wear different stuff.
Yes, right? But for men, yo, the gym. I'm talking about now when it comes to the headlines, okay, sometimes you gotta let it go. But I just feel like men have it so much easier to like get toned bodies and get the body that they want. Like, I feel
it's
like
it's not that simple.
You gotta work at it.
It takes work.
I know, inconsistency, yes, but it's
you
like
you gotta eat right.
And by the way, men, y'all keep bringing up Biggie. We don't know what Biggie would have been on if Biggie would have still been alive now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of the stuff that Biggie probably wanted to do back then weren't available now. Biggie might have been vegan. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole lot that might have changed.
Biggie might have got a surgery.
Who knew Jay-Z was going to have a whole head of hair in 2024?
But he grew that. He didn't go pay for that.
We don't know that.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Don't put that out there.
Don't
put that out there. He grew that hair, man. What's wrong with you, man?
We don't know that.
He grew that hair.
We don't know that for sure.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. We got Jess with the Mask coming up. What we talking about?
Yes, we do. Brittany Griner and her wife want to have a baby. They want to be me and Chris so bad. They do. They really do.
All right.
Okay. She want to do everything I do, like, girl.
Okay. We'll get to that next. Is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club on this Monday. How y'all feeling out there?
Blessed, black, and highly favored, man. Start of another work week. I want to thank everybody who went out this weekend and purchased My Black Country by Alice Randall.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking on Amazon this weekend, and it was like number one, two, three, number one, two, and four or something like that. Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's different versions, like the audio book, the hardcover. Yep. And she got an album different that came out with it. So thank you to everybody.
Salute to her. Congratulations.
My Black Country by Alice Randall. Hope y'all continue to do that. In Atlanta, I want to tell you, man, Saturday, April 27th, we will be in Atlanta for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival happening at Pullman Yards.
Atlanta, what's our station in Atlanta? 105.3 to beat?
Well, we're going
to
talk about that during Donkey today. Because, you know, ain't none of them been returning our phone calls all weekend after that little story that broke on Friday. But we'll talk about that. But Wallow and Gilly going to be on that podcast stage. Mm-hmm. Chess Hilarious going to be on that podcast stage. Mm-hmm. Going Carefully Reckless. We got the Baller Alert Show going to be on that podcast stage. Poor Minds Podcast. Dre and Lex, they're going to be on that stage. Mandy and Weezy, Horrible Decisions. Debbie Brown with Deeply Well. Will Lucas with Black Tech Green Money. So we got everything covered, from comedy to mental health to financial literacy. All of that. So go get your tickets at eventbrite.com or blackeffect.com/podcastfestival, and we'll see you Saturday, April 27th in ATL, shorty.
That's right. And when we come back, we got Jess with the Mess, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Y'all better stop playing with Jess, and let's get right into Jess with the Mess.
News is real, brother. Lines, Jessica Robin Moore. Jess don't do no lies.
She don't spare nobody.
Worldwide Jess, worldwide Mess.
On the Breakfast Club.
She's a coach of shit.
She was able to get y'all to see something and understand something that nobody could get you to see.
It's time to set it off.
Okay, so over the weekend, Tyler, the Creator, had went to Coachella and responded to Jerrod Carmichael. You know, Jerrod Carmichael, on his new reality show, he had said, he confessed that he had romantic feelings for Tyler, but was turned down and called a stupid bitch in response.
Damn. The reason I wanted to talk to you on camera is that I kind of felt like a distance between us. I have an idea of what it is, but what I think,
what do you
is
think
made
that
it
is?
Awkward. It's because I told you I had feelings for you, and we didn't talk about it ever. That was, like, weird. I feel like you left me hanging out there a little bit, like...
Like, when you said that, I think I replied with, like, something super mad, normal, regular, like...
You laughed and called me a stupid bitch.
I did.
Yo, he's such a bow, yo. Anyway, yeah, so over the weekend at Coachella, Tyler actually spoke on it a little further.
I'm guessing y'all got TikTok and probably see my homie try to f*** me on camera. Oh, it was terrible. I told him no, and he said, but what about if we filmed it?
That was strange. Like, you know, you know you already got rejected. Why put it on camera? But, I mean, I guess everything is content nowadays.
It is.
I guess, but come on. It's weird. It's awkward. It's crazy and stupid.
The episode is very awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole series is awkward.
Tyler also had some other things to say. He also said he used to hate ASAP Rocky. Yo, he is so dumb. He said, you know what's crazy? I used to hate him, too. Okay, we thought we had beef, but it was the people around us, then me and Rakim, which is ASAP Rocky's real name.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, we was in love, and now we're friends.
I think it's healthy to hate people.
Yeah.
Because if that's your true feeling and that's your true emotion towards a person, no need to front about it.
But why didn't they hate each other? Yeah, they didn't hate each other. They didn't have beef.
Yeah.
It's the people was around them. And
all type of reasons you don't like things in people.
Yeah, but they cool now.
They said, but he said that they was in love, and now they friends the whole time. Yeah, that's what he said. You don't be listening. It's, I know your little headphone hanging off, but it's saying we was in love and now we friends. Whole time they was in love, and that's why they thought they hated each other.
That's what Tyler said about him.
Yeah, Tyler be playing though.
Yeah, all the time. Tyler be playing, the biggest troll ever. Mm-hmm. But he's so funny. All right, move on.
Yeah, it's all fun and games to one of your friends try to put behind Tyler. It's all fun and games to one of your friends actually try to put a penis in you.
Uh huh. Yep, on camera. Anyway, listen. Brittany Griner and her wife Sherelle are expecting their first baby or whatever.
Before you?
That's what I said. Look, no. I was like, she want to be like me and Chris so bad. But whole time, the picture that they posted, they holding each other's hands and they have the ultrasound in the middle. And the caption said, I can't believe we're less than 3 months away from meeting our favorite human being. So they got pregnant before me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, my God. And I'm sitting here like, oh, you want to be like me? Whole time, it's like me and Chris copying off of them.
How many months away are you? Four?
I'm four. Oh,
okay.
She got 1 month on me. Mm.
Did they talk about who's the father or how they...
What?
Basically, how did that happen? Yeah. That's what you want to know.
Well, no, because it's okay to say that, Envy.
No,
how did it happen?
Obviously, Brittany is not having the baby. Her wife, Sherelle, is pregnant.
Correct.
But they did that by in vitro fertilization.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, just like Brittany did back in 2022. Well, that's not when they had a baby, but she was formerly married to Gloria Johnson, and they had a child support dispute back in 2022. The issue was the cost of caring for the couple's twins, infants, Ava Simone and Soleil Diem. Those are the prettiest names ever. But her ex-wife became pregnant with the girls by in vitro fertilization as well during her brief marriage with Griner. Yeah, they was in the comments. They was like, oh my gosh. Like, people are so negative. Like, why? She's already a deadbeat. I'm like, uh-uh. Don't say that.
Ooh,
she already, Brittany, talking about she already a deadbeat for over to her other kids. And now she about to have another one.
Boy, you just confused the hell out of me.
For real, that's what they said.
First you confused me when you said she was a deadbeat. Then you said she was a deadbeat father. Now I'm sitting here
that's
like,
what
huh?
That's what the comment said. That's, yeah, I'm not saying it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she would be a deadbeat mother. But they were saying, oh my gosh, she already somebody deadbeat father. Now she about to have another baby. But, yeah, our kids gonna look alike, though.
Can you be a deadbeat they?
Y'all confusing me.
I don't know. I don't think Brittany identifies on day.
I'm confused.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to be progressive.
I'm confused.
Anyway, listen.
I ain't gonna ask no more questions.
Moving on. Congratulations, Brett and Sherelle. All right, look. Keisha changes TikTok lyrics. Well, Kesha. I always call her Keisha. My bad. Changes TikTok lyrics to FP Diddy during her appearance at Coachella.
Together for Kesha.
You know, let's scream it for 5 seconds. But the original song, she said, wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. And he'd be like, yeah, what's up, girl? Yeah, but she changed it. But
I'm tripping that song is called TikTok and it came out in 2010.
I know, right?
But I mean, you know, there was a phrase called TikTok before there was an app called TikTok. So,
yeah. But yeah, she, like, Kesha, sit down. But yeah, so she changed it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the clown news. I just wanted to add that at the end.
Okay.
Well, she is a survivor of abuse.
She so, is?
Yeah, so she would...
But not of Diddy.
Not from Diddy, yeah.
Okay, oh, I was going to say, oh my God. Yeah, so why is she even saying the name? Oh, okay.
I'm sure any story about an alleged abuser triggers her. And if she got a song Absolutely. That's a hit song, it would make sense for her to change the lyric.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
All right.
Well, that she has a song. Sorry.
And that is Just With The Mess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's Just With The Mess.
All right, Charlamagne, who are you giving that dog to?
You know, before after the hour, you know, we were talking about Atlanta a little while ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if I was about to say are on the radio in Atlanta, 105.3 The Beat.
We are right now.
I don't know if we are.
I think we are.
There was a story that came out on Baller Alert Friday that said The Breakfast Club was being dropped from 105.3 The Beat in Atlanta. Lord. Nobody's told us.
I haven't heard anything.
We've been asking a couple of questions all weekend. Nobody replied to me. Anybody replied to you, Envy?
No, nobody
said anything.
Anybody
replied to you, Jess?
I don't ask no questions. I just be like, it is what it is.
Well, we'll discuss for after the hour.
Because
I got some executives that need to get some Donkey of the Days out here. And these,
oh, my gosh. Don't lose your job.
Yeah, right. But my point is simply this. It's just like, you know, respect goes both ways. But we'll talk about it for after the hour.
So you give them Donkey. Okay, so we won't be on the station after this.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Right, we will not. That's what I'm saying. He always.
Well, we already dropped
it. You probably the reason.
You are the reason. I'm sure.
And fix your headphones.
Yeah, fix them dumbass headphones.
It's the Breakfast Club. Come on, man.
You're checking out the Breakfast Club.
Some donkey today just saw themselves.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for you.
I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it? I'm a
donkey. Say it again, Charlamagne. I'm a
donkey. Yes, you are. A donkey. I'll show you how
to act a donkey. Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Is it? Is it Terrence Howard? Donkey of the Day for Monday, April 15th goes to the Suits. The executives at 105.3 to beat in Atlanta. Dropping the clues bombs for everybody listening up in Atlanta. So I don't know if they are this morning, but I'm not going to name individual names because I don't know who to aim at yet. And I hate to bring internal work things to the public because I know y'all don't care. But the same way every now and then y'all vent about your place of employment, every now and then I have to vent about mine too. We, the Breakfast Club, are blessed to be syndicated in over 100 markets. We truly thank God for it all. Drop on the clues bombs for the 8 million monthly listeners that make that possible. Thank you. One of those markets is in Atlanta, Georgia, 105.3 The Beat. We do very well in that market. We also have the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival happening in Atlanta, April 27th. Thank you. Go get your tickets right now at Eventbrite.com or BlackEffect.com/podcast festival. But on Friday, I saw this pop up on Baller Alert. Did y'all see this?
I did. I saw it.
You saw it?
Yep.
It was sent to me. Let me see. Damn, I can't even find it now.
By my friends in Atlanta.
Old last phone he got. He can't even pull it up.
What they say?
Jesus.
Oh, here it goes.
They say, wow, y'all not going to be broadcasting in Atlanta no more?
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
They're kicking y'all out just because you can't read. I'm like, what?
So it's your fault.
That would not be the reason because I can't read. What?
It said on Baller Alert, sources confirmed the Breakfast Club, and they use this very pixelated picture of us. It says, sources confirmed the Breakfast Club to be dropped from 105.3 FM's lineup in Atlanta. Now, the reason I'm bringing this to radio is because I've been asking about this a little bit this weekend, and I ain't getting no answers. You get any answers, Ivy?
I did not.
Jess Hilarious, you get any answers?
I didn't even ask. I was too scared. I thought it was because I couldn't read.
I've been trying to figure out what's up with this all weekend, okay? And nobody is responding. Louis V, the program director, that's our guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we from South Carolina, 803 Metro. He not replying to me. What the hell is happening? Anytime y'all need something from us, we deliver.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When y'all got questions, we got answers. So how come now that I got some questions, we got some questions, nobody is replying, all right? I love being in Atlanta. Only problem I've ever had with Atlanta is the BS signal we on, okay? It's a good signal, but, you know, not as strong as it should be, all right? We've been pushing for a stronger signal since we found out the signal was weak. Other than that, I have no problem with the ATL, but I do have a problem with corporate at 105.3 The Beat not informing us that we are being dropped from the lineup in Atlanta, okay? Who are these sources?
Mm-hmm.
And how do these sources know more than we do? Okay, very unprofessional for us to have to find this out via Baller Alert. And we have been nothing but professional with you all, and it's a shame that I have to get on this radio and give y'all donkey today in order to get your attention. Now, I bet today I will get a call back.
Absolutely.
I bet one of us will get a call back in this room today. I'll probably get a text.
Right okay? now, probably.
All right, yeah, probably within the next 5 minutes.
That's right.
Why is Charlamagne doing that? That's unprofessional. Yeah, I'm matching energies. I'm matching unprofessional energies this morning. You don't like how I'm handling this. I don't like how y'all handling us. So I would like to tell Atlanta and the people of Atlanta, thank you. And this is just to the listeners and the listeners only. Thank you. Traveling Clues Bombs for the listeners in Atlanta.
ATL.
You made us a success on 105.3 The Beat. And if this is the end, gratitude is our attitude. I don't even know if we on in Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
If you can hear us in Atlanta this morning on 105.3 The Beat, reach out and touch us right now. 1-800-585-1051 is the number. I want to know if y'all can hear us because it'll probably be the last time. All right. And if we weren't getting dropped from there, and that was just a bad rumor, we probably getting dropped now. But either way, thank you, Atlanta. Okay, thank you. The people of Atlanta have been better to us than the executives at 105.3 The Beat have been. And we will see you in Atlanta at the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival, April 27th. And 105.3 The Beat will clearly not be there. Mm. Please give all the suits at 105.3 The Beat in Atlanta the biggest hee-haw.
That's a big market.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, so mm-hmm. that's like offensive.
It is, right?
So mm-hmm. messed up, yeah.
How offensive should I get this morning?
Oh my gosh. I just got here. Please.
Well,
should we let Kathy Griffin
get I don't want to go back to the strip club. Please don't.
We've evolved, but every once in a while.
Should we let Kathy Griffin give the suits at 105.3 The Beat in Atlanta?
Let it fly. Let it fly.
Mm. Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee haw.
You might as well. Keep going.
You think Chris Rock got something to say?
I know Chris Rock got something to say. That might have been too far.
If you weren't dropped before,
that might have been too far.
You might get dropped now.
What about old girl?
My girl at the restaurant got something to say?
They going to go Bobby Woman.
We be black, though.
Y'all think y'all black ass cracker now.
Black ass cracker. Can't even return our calls.
Black ass cracker.
You been in that position a little too long, acting like them suits now.
That's messed up.
I don't think it's going right for us, guys.
I don't know. I just feel it's disrespectful. And so let's open up the phone lines. What's the most disrespectful way you found out you were fired?
Jesus. Okay.
People out there, anybody out there want to chime in? Huh?
See, the cracker thing is funny when it's going at other people, but what is
yeah.
when it's crackers, you know?
When it's crackers, you know? And I ain't even been here long enough to know what crackers we talking about. So I don't even know. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
What's the most disrespectful way you found out you were fired?
800.
Nope, don't text me now.
585-1051. We're going to have to take another.
This is my sister. She said she hears us.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
Oh,
okay. No, don't text me now. That's your sister.
She in Atlanta. Okay.
We got to take another sensitive training in a little bit. That's what she's going to have. 800. See, we all in Atlanta. Take it back. Psych. Can we just say psych?
Psych.
Psych.
Well, where is it? Well, you know what? Crack ass sauces? I don't know. Just call us, all right? What's the most disrespectful way you found out you were fired?
All right, let's discuss. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Just Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just listening, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to the executives at 105.3 to beat. Me and Justin trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
What you mean? Y'all saw the same thing that I saw.
I did, but you more inside than we is. I don't know.
You called them crackers. We wasn't going that far.
Oh, my God. I thought y'all was... See, that's the thing.
Well, Louis V is the program director. He's black.
So you called him a black cracker.
But his name is Vladimir.
Yeah, he acting like that. He acting like one of them this weekend. We reaching out to him trying to figure out what's going on. Now, since Donkey of the Day, he done text me. He done call you.
Yes.
How about this what we doing? The hell you mean this
yeah,
what we doing?
Yeah, no, don't be trying to be black now. Some of this what we doing. Boy, what? No. No. Don't
exactly.
Admit my phone.
So we're asking since we got dropped from 105.3 to beat in Atlanta.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
People still hear us on it, they say.
They say we still on right now.
Right.
Salute to the homie Nina Brown. Salute to my sister down and salute my sister Teresa in ATL. But yeah, we're asking, what's the most disrespectful way you found out you were fired?
Well, what about you? You've been fired 6 times.
I've been fired 4 times from radio.
Your sister fired you from Wendy's. That got to be the most
Taco
disrespectful.
Bell.
Don't talk about
sister.
Your sister was the manager. Fired his dumb ass.
I was there for like 2 weeks.
Damn.
I don't think I've ever been fired in a disrespectful way. Like, they just always call me in the office and tell me the same thing. We moving in another direction.
Yeah.
It's the most unprofessional way I've ever heard of being dropped from a station, what 105.3 The Beat did in Atlanta, because I should not hear this from the internet before I hear from anybody.
That's true.
Here.
No, that's right.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Jess?
I never been fired a disrespectful way. It was that one time. Remember the story about McDonald's, right? They really felt bad for me.
McDonald's?
So yeah, because I was stealing. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to take me to court. They just brought me in and was like, we know that you just had a baby and all that. We could really take you to court and get you put behind bars, but we're just going to let you go.
But you were stealing for a good reason. You were stealing apple pies.
Absolutely.
And selling them.
No, I was not stealing apple pies.
Yeah, but she had just had the baby. Oh. What you expect her to do?
What do you expect me to do?
How many apple pies did you sell?
No, I stole money out the register because I was the manager overnight, and we go on manual, and I was stealing the money. And
how you got caught?
Somebody snitched on me because I didn't break them off. Like,
so why you
like
didn't
should have? I did, but they thought they should have got more because they, you know, they was.
What's the most you ever stole?
I'm not even ready to do that. Man, my son came up. You know what I'm saying? But that was that.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Kaya calling from Atlanta, 404. We can hear you.
Okay, Kaya, you
can hear us.
Yeah, so we on still. I don't know how long. So Kaya, yes. You've been fired before in a disrespectful way?
I've never been fired, but I have fired my employee. I've brought in a cake that says, sorry for your loss, and I walked right out the door.
That's disrespectful.
That's foul.
Wow.
You should have got reported to HR. Where do you work that you can do something like that?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to give away too much information, but I was a provider. Like, I was a dental hygienist, and I had to fire my doctor.
Damn. And you said, sorry for your loss?
Damn.
Sorry for your loss. I was the best one in there.
Did you at least give him a severance?
The cake. Y'all can have a cake.
Damn. Wow.
The cake?
Well, I'm glad y'all can still hear us in Atlanta.
You yes. Cold-blooded.
Never even wanted to look.
Huh?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, man? What's your name?
Where you calling from, too?
First of all, my name is Darren. Everybody call me DJ. I'm from Chicago, but I live in Atlanta. I got my son next to me. His name, Knowledge Yoel Jackson. Y'all remember that name.
Okay. Knowledge, God.
But listen, let me tell y'all about the disrespectful way I got fired, y'all. Listen.
Okay.
I'm writing these letters. I'm telling people how thankful I am for this job, you know, and I'm going in. Man, that dude called me in the office on a Monday and say, hey, DJ, it ain't working. I looked at him, I was like, what the hell? I'm sorry, y'all. Couldn't believe it. I'm like, I just sent all these letters telling y'all thank y'all for this job. You disrespectful up in here this morning.
So you
wanted to place before I did, y'all.
So you only worked there for 2 days?
2 days? Come on, bro.
Well, you came on a little too strong. It's just like a woman. Was. You dating a woman, then all of a sudden you want to propose to her after 2 dates? All of a sudden, why are you writing letters to the job? Talking about, I love y'all. I thank you so much for this job.
You seem like a little bit of stalker. That's probably the reason why.
Like, why?
800-585-1051.
Let the record show. I ain't never heard this many people from Atlanta call into this goddamn radio station. Now all of a sudden, y'all can hear us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Charlamagne gave Donkey the day to our station in Atlanta. Executives 105.3 The Beat. Mm-hmm. Because there was a story released on Friday that said we would be no longer working there.
I saw it on Ball Alert.
And we got fired.
From 105.3 The Beat.
That's right.
And none of the executives responded to us all weekend.
That's right. So we're asking, how's the most disrespectful way you've been fired? Call us up right now. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
If y'all talking about it, you know we talking about it. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to executives at 105.3 The Beat.
In Atlanta. The story came out on Ball Alert on Friday saying that we were dropped from 105.3 The Beat in Atlanta, and none of the executives had replied to us all weekend. Don't use that excuse that it was the weekend either, because that story dropped at like 10 o'clock on Friday.
That's right.
There was a whole work day that was for the rest of the day that y'all did not reply to us. So cut it out.
That's right. We have Alicia on the line. Alicia, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm calling in from Atlanta.
Can you hear us? Are we on in Atlanta?
Yep, y'all on. I listen to y'all every morning.
Appreciate it. So let me ask you, what's the most disrespectful way you got fired?
I got fired actually for going to a funeral. I told them that I was going to my cousin's funeral. My cousin had passed away. Well, somebody snitched on me at the job, and management found out it was actually Takeoff funeral, so they fired me.
So you went to Takeoff for the Migos funeral. Mm. You said it was your cousin's funeral. They found out you was lying, and they fired you.
Yeah, he basically all our cousins. I'm from Gwinnett too, so. I technically did lie.
But that's the thing. How would they be able to prove? I mean, because that could really be your cousin. They fired you because it was Takeoff.
They didn't believe me. Somebody, I think one of my friends told me that I was working with.
Because she wanted to go.
Yeah, can I ask you a personal question? Is Takeoff really your cousin?
He's not my cousin at all.
Exactly.
But you know, you had to get tickets, and they were like only giving away tickets for a few minutes, and so I popped tickets. I was like, I gotta go.
Did you even know Takeoff?
No, I didn't know him.
You know what's crazy? As soon as you said Takeoff was your cousin, I looked up. And we got the Migos on the wall, and all I saw was Takeoff saying Cap.
Cap.
Hey, yo.
I promise you. I'm looking right at him right
now.
That
is so messed up.
I'm from Gwinnett, though, so that kind of counts. He's from Gwinnett. We're from the same spot.
That's true. That's true. You wanted to go pay your respects. I'm not mad at that.
But that friend is a hater because she ain't get to go. She told the boss that they weren't really cousins for real.
That's right.
Exactly.
She got fired.
That's actually kind of funny, though.
It's crazy.
That's just you know we black. That ain't her cousin.
That is not
Can't even
cousin.
Know Takeoff.
We all cousins.
She ain't even know Takeoff wasn't on Bad and Bougie.
Hey, y'all. Oh, my God.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Sandra.
Hey, Sandra, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, where you calling from, Mama?
I'm currently in Stockbridge, Georgia.
Okay, so you can hear us on in Atlanta right now?
Yes. Oh. Me and my daughter were listening. Like, we can hear y'all. Y'all are on.
All right, I don't know how long we're going to be on this station, though. Let me ask you a question. So, what's the most disrespectful way you got fired?
I've never been fired.
Oh, I know that's right.
Where you dance at?
First of all.
I don't.
Right, and don't.
So how you never been fired? You never been fired ever?
I've never been fired ever. I've resigned, but I've never been fired.
Well, congratulations to you, ma'am. What do you do for a living?
No, that's right.
Oh, I'm currently a manager at a call center.
At where? At a call center?
A call center.
Mm-hmm. I used to work at a call center. I used to do telemarketing for this. I used to be the guy that had to call your house and try to sell you 20 CDs for a penny. Or 10 CDs for a penny?
Oh.
Mm. Yep.
That's
yeah,
what
I'm
guys.
Not that type of call.
Don't be disrespecting what I used to do, yo.
Yeah.
I saw gas.
Don't be disrespecting what I used to do. You see how booty she sounded?
It wasn't that kind of call center.
Yeah, but like, who's CDs?
No, because nobody wants those kind of calls.
Everybody.
Yeah. Back in the day, this is before you were probably born, they used to sell these CDs like 24 a penny. And then they had to make you do a subscription. So you really ain't get it for a penny. You had to pay $29.99 a month or something like that.
You still got somebody on the line.
Yeah, she hung up.
You hung up on her.
No, she hung up.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am.
She hung up.
Well, she got to get to the call center.
Well, how would you do yours? Okay. Call me, good. I just want to hear, what was your pitch? Go.
I don't even remember now, but I used to have to call you and try to sell you 10 CDs for a penny, but it was, you know, you'd have to pay the penny, but then you'd have to pay, I think, the shipping and handling or something like that. That's how they would get you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had to sell home heating fuel.
Okay.
Pelco Fuel. Hi, this is Sean from Pelco Fuel. How are you doing today? Is that a baby in the background that I'm hearing? Do you want to save money for that baby's education? They like, they teach you the whole...
That is so clowned up.
Shut up, white boy.
Like, yeah.
You're a white boy. Shut up, white boy.
You racist.
So,
oh my
shut
God.
Up, white boy.
Racist.
Crazy.
Okay. Pipsqueak.
Why Ross ain't call you a white boy?
Huh?
Why Ross ain't call you a white boy?
Because white. Oh my God. Drake is half black, half white. That's why. All right, well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
We are definitely getting kicked off.
You think
air.
So?
Yeah. And a couple more airs, we're going to be kicked off.
Well, nobody, and by the way, nobody's still telling us nothing. Louis V called your phone. They texting us. People calling us saying they can hear us in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody calling.
Yeah,
ain't nobody still telling us.
The blacks calling us. Wait till them whites email you.
Well, I just want to know confirmation. Are we getting dropped or are we not getting dropped? I need sources to tell me. Okay?
They're going to try and be like, yes, we said that y'all are. What's wrong with you? We just giving y'all a little grace period. Jesus, wrap it up. Say goodbye.
Well, all right. Well, we got Jess with the Mess coming up. What we talking about?
The white people say, we send it to the blogs because that's the only thing you read.
Right. Exactly.
We got Jess with the Mess coming up. What we talking about?
The Allen Iverson statue that they put up and all the hoopla surrounded around it.
Okay. We'll get into that next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to Jess with the Mess.
News is real. Weather is real. Lines, Jessica Robin Moore. Jess don't do no lies.
She don't spare nobody.
Worldwide Jess. Worldwide Mess.
On The Breakfast Club.
She's a culture shift.
She was able to get y'all to see something and understand something that nobody could get you to see.
It's time to set it off.
So the Sixers unveiled Allen Iverson crossover statue at the practice facility on Friday. He had gave a speech because he is the 10th 76er to get a statue on the Legends Walk in front of the team's training facility in Camden.
Mm-hmm.
When y'all see that statue, y'all can feel good about the part that y'all did in helping me in my life. I truly appreciate it. This is such an honor, man, and it don't even seem real. Just seeing so many people in here that I love and just want to say all the right things and just want y'all to know how much I appreciate y'all.
I love that. I love that. He was very, very happy when he got it. But what was strange was it was widely criticized for being too small. So he became the number one trending topic on X or whatever. Now, in the video showing other statues, you can see that they're all about the same size. And they had to be brought to my attention as well because I didn't know. I didn't even know. And then also the other statues are like Charles Barkley, Wilt Chamberlain, mm-hmm. Julius Irvin, mm-hmm. you know, and other greats
legends.
As well. Yeah, mm-hmm. legends or whatever. So, but it was also an argument that he does need his own statue, like a bigger one outside
the arena.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying he never got a ring.
He never got a ring. But
do you need a ring to do that?
I don't think so, what he's done for the 76ers. But who else? Is there another statue out there? Because Dr. J should have a statue out there.
She just named him.
No. She named the statue at the practice. You're talking about the biggest statue at the actual...
Rocky Balboa. Rocky Balboa in front of Philly
Rocky
Stadium.
Got a statue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he don't even play no damn basketball. Rocky ain't even
character.
A real fighter.
I was
he's a
say,
fake
is
character.
He real? He real? Oh,
no, okay. They do. They got that statue that was in the movie.
The Rocky,
yeah.
That's real.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah.
Allen Iverson is a culture shift. He's a cultural champion. He's the only all-time great. The only all-time great without a ring mm-hmm. who feels like he has quite a few rings. Mm-hmm. Nobody like Allen Iverson.
No. Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Obviously.
Not at all.
And if the statue...
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you didn't care about the size, like, why do we care, honestly?
Size matters. Well, it all matched the other statues and all other legends at the practice facility. Now, at the mage, at the actual arena, I think I wouldn't be mad at an Allen Iverson statue.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what the criteria is. I don't know.
Yeah. And other news, Trace. No, you said that's in Philly, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about Meek? Make me a statue outside.
Right. It's basketball we talking about.
All right. Rocky is not a basketball.
I don't think he's outside the basketball stadium.
No, I thought Iraq was about to step somewhere. I don't know.
There's a bunch of people here who say they're from Philly.
But, yeah, but nobody really knows, right? Yeah.
Is really from there?
No, I didn't.
Where's the Rocky statue? It's by the steps? Yeah, he said it's by the steps.
From like Lower Marion, Upper... I don't know.
On the outskirts.
Upper Marion, Lower Darby. Yeah.
Listen, Trey Songz settles $25 million lawsuit over alleged sexual assault in 2016. So there was a woman who identified as Jane Doe who sued Trey Songz, Atlantic Records, Trey's manager Kevin Lyles, and 300 Entertainment. And she claimed that Trey Songz had sodomized her at a party in March in 2016. Now, y'all know I had pregnancy brain. When I was going over this, I was like, he cut her head off, but that was decapitation. But sodomization is something else. Yeah, I ain't even gonna say it. Y'all look it up. The lawsuit also accused Trey Songz of sexual assault, gender violence, intentional and negligent infliction of emotional distress, and false imprisonment. Trey Songz and the woman settled for an undisclosed amount, and they did have a court date coming up, September 16th, but that is no more because he settled. So, that's that. Nothing to say? All right, moving on. Mm. Justin Bieber. Did y'all see that? Before I say it.
Yes.
Y'all seen it?
I did.
Listen, they was at Coachella, him and Jaden. And in the video, Jaden Smith surprised Justin Bieber from behind, vigorously grinding ever so gently up against his buttocks.
I seen that.
As they swayed for a few seconds together like some smooth choreography.
Yep.
Then, what? Yes, Justin then kept the vigor going as he passionately canoodled Jaden's neck area before having a conversation with him. Both lovers seemed unbothered, so why is everyone else? So, you took out your phone to look at the video, didn't you? Because you always looking something up.
He definitely did. He's seen that video a couple times.
I actually saw the video yesterday, and I ain't see all that you just described.
What? You ain't see that? You ain't see him canoodle his neck?
You said he did his buttocks?
They grinded on each other. They danced.
He vigorously grinded ever so gently.
He backed that thing up.
Yeah. Hey, Justin ain't backing up. He slid up. He slid up.
What did you
him.
Say? You say Jaden going to be settling a lawsuit soon from Justin Bieber in the
no,
future?
No.
What you saying?
They
That's
are
the way you just described
much.
It. You sounded crazy. No. That Trey Songz story ain't even sound like that.
I said they swayed for a few seconds together like some smooth choreography.
I ain't noticed all that.
They did. Nah, they went back and forth.
They did. After a while, you know.
Doing like a dance?
Yeah. And JB didn't even know who he was until he turned around. So that could have been anybody. But JB is just like, oh, okay. Oh, that feels like Jaden. I kind of know who that is. Mm. So, and then he canoodled
Jaden's kissed him on the cheek.
Neck.
Kissed him on the cheek.
Kissed him.
But on the cheek.
It was a smudge.
I didn't see
it
all
was
that
the neck.
The video
and,
I saw, but I didn't watch it that
And he
much,
slid across so. Yes, to the ear.
Okay.
Started at the neck, went right up to the ear.
What are we supposed to do with that information?
Nothing. I'm just saying. Nobody's bothered. No, they not bothered. Everybody else bothered but them. Let them two saying, friends be friends.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you don't ever want to do that.
Never.
Listen. Okay, now.
Never.
Okay.
Never, ever.
You would never canoodle MV's neck?
Nope.
Okay. Or brush up against him ever so gently.
What is canoodling? That sounds like we in a boat.
Canoodle is another word. It's another
sounds
word
like snuggling.
For kissing.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like a little snuggle kiss. Like,
so
I
what's the
you.
Thing that Donnell Rollins be doing with Dave Chappelle in Ohio?
Comedy.
He be going down the water.
That's canoeing, man. Canoe. Not canoeing. Don't play with me. She said comedy.
Don't play with
canoeing,
me.
Canoeing, man. This guy's crazy.
Stop playing with people, y'all. For
All right.
That is just the mess for the third hour. And I ended right on time.
Yes, you did. All right. People's
I don't
Choice
know if it's
Mix
comedy,
is up next.
But the show is funny.
Sexy Red's birthday is today, so we're going to start the mix off with some Sexy
hey,
Red.
Hey, happy birthday, girl.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake up. Wake up. You're locked into the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. I want to salute again to all the dance dads and dance moms out there. I mean, it's dance season, and it's the other day I was there so long. I passed out for like a good hour. I had like a good hour and a half nap just waiting for my daughters to perform. So I just want to salute to all the dance dads and dance moms. I be seeing y'all out there. We be struggling, but we be good money. And Jess, you want to say happy birthday to your son?
It was yesterday.
Damn, okay.
Yo, okay. Yo, it was his birthday okay. all weekend. Happy all right. birthday, baby. I love you. He's now 12 and almost taller than me. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know the crazy thing that I was thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm about to start right back over.
That's right.
Yo.
Changing diapers.
12 years.
Breastfeeding.
All of that.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. All that work I had to get for his ass, and now I'm about to start back over. Jesus. But
it's a blessing.
Yeah, it is a blessing. And it was all worth it to see him grow up like that. Like, you know what's also crazy? Mm-hmm. I posted Ash for his birthday, and all my fans is like, damn, he's 12. I remember when he was 4 and 5 and 6. And I'm like, you never really think about
time.
Yeah, you never think about it. Like, I was putting him online when he was a baby all the way up to now. I mean, he don't like to be on camera no more, but like, they seen him grow up. I love that. My fans seen my son grow up. So that's why I was like, oh, that's so much love. Ash did not care. He's like, oh, that's nice.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive note. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, I do. And I want to tell people, man, make sure you go get your tickets for the 2nd annual Black Effect Podcast Festival happening Saturday, April 27th in Atlanta, man. Wallow and Gilly on that stage. Jess Hilarious with Carefully Reckless. Mandy and Weezy with Horrible Decisions. We got podcast panel stages. Shauna Ayers will be on some of those. John Hope Bryant, Damon John, Carrie Champion. We got the food trucks. We got the Pitch Your Podcast activation. So just like last year, man, we had a lot of fun. So go get your tickets. We definitely on pace to sell out. So you go get your tickets while you still can. VIP is already sold out because you waited too long to get them. So don't be hitting my phone talking about you want VIP. Should have got the tickets when they were available. Okay? Okay. But go to eventbrite.com or blackeffect.com/podcastfestival, and we'll see you in Atlanta on April 27th. I don't know if 105.3 The Beat will be there or not. Okay? I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Right? But we'll see. But the positive note is simply this. Did you know some people are addicted to conflict and suffering? They honestly feel there is some sort of pride gained from it. Beware of people like this. Stay away from them. They will create problems where they don't exist just to bask in the energy of the conflict. Misery is a state of mind, and it loves company. Have a blessed day.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.